Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Yeah, free drinks based on your weight. The chubbier, the better. And yes, you need to put on your game face. It is Monday, the 18th of November of 2019. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to those stories, we have a PBR alert, but we begin with breaking PBR news this
morning. All right, PBR me ASAP.
Pabst Blue Ribbon just started selling new 99 packs of beer.
99 bottles of beer on the wall?
Right.
Ah!
They're calling it the Family Pack, which is great. Hey, kids, put down your homework and get in here. We need your help polishing off this giant case of PBR your uncle brought over.
Oh, that's kind of awesome.
The packs come in long, narrow boxes, and it looks to be several feet long and probably needs two people to carry it. It costs $175, which works out to $1.76 per beer.
Oh, that's cheap. Very affordable.
Sold.
Yeah.
This is why you buy in bulk.
Well, you're definitely paying for the gimmick, though, because if you were to buy a 30-pack of PBR for $20, those cans are only 67 cents each. So just putting that out there. According to Delish.com, the 99 packs are available in 15 states, and neither Ohio, nor Kentucky, nor Indiana.
Yeah, none of us.
Or any of them, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, and because I posted this, I saw it over the weekend, that the majority of the ones they released are already gone.
Really?
So, like, yep. And so I guess some stores bought them, like, you know, liquor stores or whatever, that they just bought it for the display.
Right.
Because they're getting so much social media love from it. Like,
sure.
People taking pictures with it and posting and tagging it.
Yeah. You don't see that kind of thing every day, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
But you'll need to drive to Michigan or Pennsylvania. Those are probably the closest to us. Yeah.
Pennsylvania's really not that far.
No. And if you're smart enough to recognize that, you know, chubby can be good in certain cases, especially in Dubai.
There are benefits, there are perks.
Absolutely. And there is a bar in Dubai for you, a bar called the Fusion Club in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates is offering a new special. Women get free drinks based on how much they weigh.
I just can't even imagine.
And the chubbier they are, the more free drinks they get.
I just can't. Oh, yeah.
Now, we had to do some converting of the metric system and currencies to figure out the exchange rate. But basically, for every pound a woman weighs, she gets around 12.3 cents worth of drink credits. So let's say a woman weighs 110 pounds.
Okay.
She would get roughly $13.50 worth of free drinks, which, if you know how expensive things are in Dubai, you'll be lucky if you're able to get a beer with
that.
Is
it pretty pricey
over
there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A woman who weighs, say, 200 pounds would get $24.60 worth of drinks.
Okay.
That's pretty good. $24.
Okay. You could do some damage with that.
Now, how do you know how much she weighs? What do they have? Some kind of scale or something? You know, people are asking that. Well, how do they know?
Right. How can you prove it?
Women,
well, they can look at you and just go, you look like you weigh 100 pounds.
Just eyeballing you.
Here you go.
Women have the option to step on a scale at the entrance to the bar.
I would never step on a scale.
No.
At the entrance of a bar. No. That's no.
Not even for free booze.
But I will share a lot of things in my world, okay, about my life.
Yes.
I am not going to tell you how much I weigh.
We're not quite there yet.
What if you get to a weight that you want
to
be?
If I get to anything 140 or below, I will share. But that's it.
What about after this next trip to Ojai? How about after you come back from Ojai? Will you be ready then?
And I'm feeling a slightly more empowered.
Yes.
No.
No.
I don't know, maybe. Do you want me to tell you how much weight I've lost?
Sure.
I'll tell you that.
Okay.
54 pounds.
Yay. Wow.
I know. Isn't that kind of crazy?
That's incredible.
That's nuts is what that is.
That's awesome.
I mean, I've been up and down my whole life, but never had to lose that much.
That's great.
I set a new all-time high this trip, kids.
It's exciting.
That's for sure.
How are you feeling about it?
I just feel so much better. Good. I just got more energy.
Yeah.
Things don't hurt and I can just move. Just the flexibility alone.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I just don't think I realized it. You know, it just all of a sudden one day everything really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do stuff.
Right.
That I used to take for granted. So being able to do some of those things again just feels good.
That's pretty great.
That is incredible. Good job.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the energy thing. That was the biggest surprise. I wasn't even expecting that. I would have been happy to just, you know, fit into my own clothes without having to go out and buy newer ones, bigger ones,
right,
you know?
Right.
But yeah, the endurance and the energy level alone is kind of an added benefit, you know?
For sure.
The owner of the club says they're running this beer promotion through the end of the year because we wanted the ladies to surprise their partners and friends that it can sometimes be good to gain weight, too.
I'm a cheat day. Go.
Right. Well, you know, you figure. And that's the other thing. My tolerance level, my alcohol tolerance.
Has it gone down?
Oh, after one, I'm like, oh.
Ooh, life is good.
Wow. I should have had a little food first.
Well, that's because you're not drinking as much either.
That's true, too.
And the stuff you are drinking, you're not mixing it with anything.
Yeah, no.
There are a lot of cases. You weigh less. You're doing it straight up. And right. You're not drinking as much.
Yeah. No, I can't put them away like I used to.
You can. You just feel it.
Oh, I feel it.
So funny.
With Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. Got birthdays here in a second. Wanted to also read an email we got. Hi, my name is Lakeland Kellogg. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. My mom used to live in Westchester, but we all moved to Centerville for school. Anyway, I am now stationed in Idaho in the Air Force, and my sister is in Oklahoma for the Army. We used to listen to y'all on the radio every morning together for about 4 years throughout all of high school. It's something my mom and I still talk about because she listens to Q102 on her way to work, and I listen to the podcast every morning. It would really make my day and my mom's day if you could just shout her out over the radio and tell her I said hi from y'all. She would cry tears of joy.
Hi.
I appreciate you guys. Love listening to you. I'm in a good mood every morning because of y'all. Thank you, Lakeland Kellogg. So there she is, stationed in Idaho. I've always wanted to go to Idaho.
Huh. Oh.
And her sister in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yeah. They are all over. Listen
to us. Well, thanks for service in the military and hi to your mom.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.